everybody to get in. It's a nice big room. Start with questions in English, please. Please raise your hand and we'll hand you the microphone. Jonathan at the front here. Thank you.
Marco, congratulations. That was an amazing win, a great atmosphere on court as well, and you played some amazing tennis. Tell us right now, what does that win mean to you?
Yeah, you said good. It's amazing tennis today. I was to set up against Novak. In the third, I was a little bit tired. Also in the fourth, I was to break down and I start to play very well. And on the tiebreak, I played very, very well tiebreak. So many chance, match point, and very good points. And in the end, I won the match. It's amazing for me.
Marco, I asked you after you beat Goffin, how do you go from practice partners to opponents? What's your answer to me now after you've beat him?
I know very well Novak, and after the match he told me congrats, and I was very, very happy after the match.
Jonathan.
After the match, you and Novak shared a very warm exchange. What does that mean to you for him to share that moment with you at your moment of victory?
Yeah, we shared the moment after my victory. Novak is a very good person and is unbelievable for me. Novak changed the court and he told me, congrats, man, and is unbelievable for you and good luck. Is a dream for me.
Marco, until 10 days ago, you'd never won a Grand Slam match. Now you're in a Grand Slam semi-final, you just beat Novak Djokovic. How do you explain what you've done over the last 10 days?
I'm very, very happy because before the Roland Garros, for me, it was a very good moment. But when I won the first match in Grand Slam, I feel good, and match by match, I feel now I can win also the next round, and also against Carreño Busta. Before the match I was very focused, and now it's a special moment for me.
Marco, can you describe the emotions in this last tiebreak where there were some crazy points, and also was it difficult to hold your nerves and really believe that you could do it in this tiebreak?
Yeah, it's tough to say the emotion in the tiebreak. I was very nervous because so many chance, so many match point, and on the third, I think I was the ball for winner, and I put the ball and so, and after on the return, when I saw on the line, was the best moment of my life.
Marco, congratulations. 2 years ago, you were in this kind of mess, and right now, you're in semis. What is your feeling about this incredible story, you know?
It's tough to say because now I need to relax the moment because I will play the semi-final in Roland Garros. It's tough to say the emotion. It's very tough. Sorry.
Congratulations, Marco. Why did you get the warning?
Because I went to the locker room for took the shoes. And the rules was I need to go to the bathroom, and I don't know before the rules, and I took the shoes, is not possible that.
Whatever happens in the semifinals, how do you think your life will change after this tournament?
Yeah, I think it's changed the life. So after the Roland Garros, I need to some rest for relax the moment, and we will see my life.
Was Roland Garros a tournament you dreamt about when you were a kid? What does it mean for you?
I don't know. No, I work very hard on my team, and I'm very focused every match. I work hard every day on preparation and also in the tournament. So I think this is the key.
Jonathan, and then Simon, please.
Marco, when you're in a tiebreak against Novak, can you just concentrate on playing your game and your tennis? Or is there a little voice in your head saying, this is Novak, he usually wins in these situations?
Also, when I start, I think this is Novak, not on the tiebreak. So every set, I think against Novak is, and on the tiebreak, you know, is a little tension for won the match. But I was very focused on every point, and I played very, very good points on match point.
Marco, your ranking now will be inside the top 30. You'll be seeded for Wimbledon. Can you believe how far you have come? And did you always think you were capable of this level?
It's good for my opponent in Wimbledon. Yeah, you said good. In Wimbledon, I need to play two tournaments before, because this year I changed the plans, and last year I arrived the day before on Wimbledon for ranking, and now for this ranking I can play two tournaments before, so I can prepare the Wimbledon better from last year, and we will see why not, and can I win also the match in grass.
I can read you have a 13 on your right arm. Are you superstitious? Are you going to do some rituals? Maybe some special things before your next match?
So many rituals before the match, so many. It's my number, and I like so the 13, and I want to tattoo, and I like the tattoo, and so for that is my number.
I'm sorry to come back about what happened in 2016. Do you think this was a mistake of youth, you know?
You asked me again. Also, last day you asked me, and I told you I don't want to speak for that. I want to think for this moment in my life. And so next time, no, please. Thank you.
You face Dominic Thiem next. You face Dominic Thiem next. Given what you've been through, you have the belief now to go all the way to the final.
Yeah, I won last match against Dominic Thiem. Was, I think, the final in One Future. So I remember this match, and why not? I wanna believe for a bit also Dominic Thiem.